Let's toss it to Jake Lyman, who is standing by with Titans wide receiver Elik Iomanner. Jake?
Yeah, thanks, Chase. We are out here after the second day of padded practices in Titans training camp, and we are joined by Elik Iomanner. Elik, you've gotten a week of training camp under your belt, 2 days in pads. What's been the feeling like out there on the practice field?
I've been having a lot of fun. You know, it's the game that you've been dreaming of playing since you were a kid, and you get to do it every day. And so I go out there really grateful every day to be able to play the game.
Coming off a successful rookie season where you were asked to do a lot as a rookie, what was your focus this offseason to try and take a bigger step here in year two?
Just be aggressive in, you know, every rep that I take on the field. Trying to go out there and just be fearless. You know, accept the possibility of failure, because that's the cost of taking action. And just keep that, you know, in the back of my head, and allow set me free and be aggressive every play.
You're stepping into a new system with Brian Daboll. Have there been any challenges with getting accustomed to that? And what do you think that this system can unlock for you guys, you, Cam, and some of the other wide receivers?
Yeah, obviously, anytime you're learning a new system, there's going to be, you know, some learning curves. And obviously, that had to take place earlier in this offseason. But I think we're getting a better grasp of the offense as we go on, and it's been really fun. I'm just going out there and, you know, learning how to mesh with each other again.
Having a guy like Wandell Robinson, who's been in this system for a few years, how much does that help you guys with getting on the same page with Cam and just him being able to instruct you on little things, little intricacies that are in this system?
Yeah, like whenever you have a question, you know, Wandell is the person you go to because he's going to know the answer. And so to have him always, you know, right there at hand makes it super easy to learn the offense.
Coming in with Chim and Gunner and also Cam, how has that dynamic kind of developed with you guys working together and growing together, getting that consistency and chemistry between all of you?
Yeah, I think it just starts out with us having a great friendship. And so, you know, that allows us to be very frank and honest with each other in the process. And so we really help push each other to grow every single day.
Talking with Elik Iomanner, Titans wide receiver. The team also brought in some experienced veteran defensive backs this year. What's it been like working against guys like Alante Taylor, Cordell Flott, and some of the other additions this offseason?
Yeah, honestly, like, I really couldn't thank them enough for, you know, coming to practice every single day. You know, like, I think they've done a really good job of every time we come out here, you know, they're really trying to give their best effort. And so when you come out here, you also have to give your best effort. And so really in that sense, when we get out here on the field, it's like, you know, a game day every single day. And that's something that I really respect them for.
I wanted to ask you a little fun question here. Being at Stanford, your last year, were you guys in the ACC your final year? What was that like? Because I always wonder for the teams on the West Coast that with all the travel going back and forth, what was that like for you your final year at Stanford?
Yeah, it was a lot. I mean, you're always here across the country every other week. And obviously we have to do school there, and so that was definitely a process for sure.
Do you think that prepares you a little bit more for playing in the NFL, cross-country travel, and just having a little bit more on your plate than maybe the average student athlete did?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's harder in college just because you have all of the school to worry about as well. You can't just, you know, focus on ball. And so, yeah, I guess in that sense it did prepare me.
Last one for you, Elik. Again, a lot of additions to this offensive side. Carnell, Wandell. What do you think fans should expect from this offensive unit heading into 2026?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're just going to go out there every single game and play with a very aggressive downhill mentality. I think you have seen that in camp so far, and I think that's something that's going to be a staple for our offense.
Elik, thanks so much for taking the time and wishing you the best of luck this season.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
We'll take a quick break. When we come back, more here on the Chase and Big Joe Show on 102.5 The Game.